Thank you for calling Rocky Mountain Builders.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may have...
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. This is James calling in from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. We're just calling you today because we just finished setting up your call tracking phone number. This is the phone number that will show up on Google for your business and website. And whenever a customer calls this number, it'll show up on your phone as if your call tracking number is calling you. So we just recommend that you save this number in your contacts. That way you know right away whenever a lead is coming in.
So what is it? What is this called? Business call number?
Correct. You can name it in your contacts as either local leads or customer call or, you know, just something that reminds you of whenever a customer is calling through.
So 615-219-4553?
It would be 4533.
4533. 219. Okay.
Alrighty. And then is 615, is that a good area code to use?
Yeah, that's great.
Alrighty. And then whenever a customer calls this number, you'll get a text message sent to you with their real number and information. That way you can always give them a call back.
Okay. So if someone's calling me from Google Ads or like the link from my website or something?
Correct. So this is the number that we use for all of your online platforms, so Facebook, Google, your website. We display this number online. So this is a good way to keep track of how many calls you're getting from our online marketing.
Okay. And so this, like, if I were to hand out my business phone number to somebody, this would be the one I'd give them to, right?
Correct. You can either give them your direct number or you can give them this number, but this number is good because it helps prevent spam calls. Whenever somebody calls in, it'll say, please press 1 if you're a new customer or press 2 if you're an existing customer. And then what that does is it blocks those robocalls right at the gate. That way somebody has to enter that 1 or 2, and then it transfers the call to your actual number, which is the 8832.
Hello?
Oh, yes. Yep, I can hear you now.
Sorry, my phone connected to my truck. So now if I want to call someone back, how do I call them back and I don't know who they are yet? How do I call them back on the Google phone number?
So it would be done through your actual phone number since this number is only for inbound calls.
So if I return their call, it will show up as my regular phone number, right?
Correct. Yep. It'll show up as your regular, the 8832.
Okay, cool.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much. Do you have any other questions or concerns?
I do not. That's
alrighty.
Good for now. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you so much and have a great weekend.
You too.